Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion.
Or your first big lightning strike.
There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
If I asked you the question, who is Jesus Christ to you? How would you respond? Saints, on a personal level, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. He's also my protector. He's protected me from attacks that I never even saw coming. He has been so gracious to protect me from people who were really determined to see my downfall. And so what's your testimony? What has the Lord done for you?
Let's strive to leave our enemies to God. Vengeance is His. Our part is to be loving, regardless of whether they are an enemy or not. We are to remain kind. We are to remain loving. We're to remain humble. The promise that we must hold on to when it comes to our enemies is Psalms 23, verse 5, which reads, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows." So your enemies might throw hate. They may gossip and spread lies about you. They may steal or sabotage you. But they can never, they will never, derail God's plan. If the Lord wants to elevate you, He'll do it in the presence of your enemies. If the Lord wants to promote you and lift you up, then saints, believe that He will do that in the presence of your enemies. Let God fight your battles. Someone once said, "I only pray when I'm in trouble, but I'm in trouble all the time. And so I pray all the time." Saints, when life is good, we should remember to pray. When life is challenging, we should remember to pray. Come rain or sunshine, pray. Whether it floods or it's a dry season, remember to pray. Whether it's a blizzard or a heat wave, pray. Regardless of the season you're in, you are protected by your prayers. You are strengthened by your prayers. Now, as a child of God, we have many enemies. We have the devil and his demons as an enemy. We have the world and the flesh as enemies. But I want you to understand that all of these enemies that we face as believers, they have one thing in common. They cannot win against the power of God. They cannot overcome the blood of Jesus. They cannot destroy you when you abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Enemies are a part of life. As sure as the sun is in the sky, you will always have enemies. You will have opposition. You will have naysayers who come only to discourage. So to the believer who says, "I can't turn the other cheek." To the believer who says, "But my enemies deserve everything coming for them." Well, here's what I would like to say to you. Yes, you have enemies. And enemies can most definitely present problems or challenges. But we are to love like Jesus. We are to forgive like Jesus. We are to love our neighbors like Jesus did. And what this means is summed up perfectly in Romans chapter 12. You see, verse 17 to 21 says, "Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." Saints, let's live.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
In obedience to God's word. Let's strive to live like Jesus Christ. And that means we repay no one with evil. It means that as much as it depends on us as individuals, we are to live peaceably with all. The devil has been defeated and is defeated in the name of Jesus. The world and the flesh has no power. No hold over us as blood-washed saints of the Lord. And furthermore, we're told that if we resist the devil, he will flee. We are told that in Christ, we are dead to the desires of our flesh and are made alive in the Spirit. Jesus tells us not to fear the world because he has overcome the world. We have nothing to fear from these enemies. As long as we have God, His Spirit, and His Word, we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. And if there is one verse that I'd like for you to take away today, it's Psalms 34, verse 7, which reads, "The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear Him, and He delivers them." Another translation says, "For the angel of the Lord is a guard. He surrounds and defends all who fear him." Another reads, "His angel guards those who honor the Lord and rescues them from danger." The message here is that we have angelic protection when we fear God. We have angelic protection when we honor the Lord. Just think about an angel camping outside your home, or an angel working with you in close proximity as a bodyguard would. That's the level of protection offered. It's not physical. It's supernatural. It's not limited. It's divine. The backup doesn't need to be called over the phone and then require you to wait until they arrive. No, this level of protection is heavenly. Saints, God is with us. God is with us. And if He is with us, who can stand against us? Who can stand against Jesus? No one, no man, no demon, no devil. So fear not. We are protected. We are covered. We are secured.
When somebody insults us, our natural inclination is to insult them back rather than to bless them as Jesus instructed us to do. If somebody hurts us, our natural fleshly inclination is to hurt them back rather than to pray for them and turn the other cheek, as Jesus commanded. We are constantly at war with our own flesh. However, if we are submitted to God and are filled with His Spirit, then the war has already been won. Our goal as believers should be to please God, not the world. But people of God, please understand that all of these enemies that we face as believers have one thing in common. They cannot win against the power of God. They cannot overcome the blood of Jesus. The devil has been defeated and is defeated in the name of Jesus. The world and the flesh has no power, no hold over us as blood-washed saints of the Lord. And furthermore, we're told that if we resist the devil, he will flee. We are told that in Christ, we are dead to the desires of our flesh and are made alive in the Spirit. Jesus tells us not to fear the world because He has overcome the world. We have nothing to fear from these enemies. As long as we have God, His Spirit, and His Word, we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus.
This race we're in, it's a race for our salvation. It's a race to the finish line, which is eternity with Jesus. Now, it's not an easy race. It's not a short race either. They say that if you're going to be a long-distance runner, you begin the race in your mind. Preparation for a long run begins way before your feet hit the ground. Everything you eat and drink, it all counts. And those steps are designed to build your endurance. So as we run the good race of faith, we need to remember that our endurance also involves our mind, the renewal of our mind, a mind fixated on the end goal, which is eternity with Jesus. And to endure, we need the Word of God. The Word of God that builds endurance in our faith. The Word of God that gives strength to our spirit man. So enduring as a Christian means much more than just putting up with trials or adversity. And I say this because as children of God, we need to not just focus on what's in front of us, but we need to be aware of the fiery darts the enemy throws. Darts of doubt, guilt, and condemnation. We need to be aware of who's around us. What's their spirit? Will they trip me up? Or will they be pace setters and encourage me and push me to run towards God? Endurance. The spirit which can bear things, not with resignation, but with unwavering hope in God. So keep your eyes on God. Find the strength to endure in prayer and the Word of God. Work hard to strengthen your faith. Sin weighs heavy on you in this race, so overcome it and keep moving. Each day, make a step that brings you closer to Jesus. The end of the line is eternity with the Father, so run your race. Wait on the Lord so that you may run and not be weary. Run and get closer to Jesus.
What you feed will grow. What you feed always grows. It is a principle of God. Feed your faith. Grow your faith. Make a conscious decision to starve all doubts. Starve insecurity. Starve fear. Don't dwell on those thoughts, but focus on feeding your faith. Imagine hearing this daily. Ephesians 6, verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Luke 10, verse 19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Exodus 14, verse 14. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Imagine what that could do to and for your faith if you were to meditate on it and hear it daily. Faith is vital for a believer. Faith pleases God. In the book of Hebrews, it says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So faith is important to all of us. As a child of God, you have the Word of God available to you, so tap into that. Build your faith so that it moves mountains. Imagine getting to heaven and realizing that the faith you had available on earth was so powerful, but you never truly tapped into it. So from today, make a decision to grow your faith, a decision to be blind to what you see and use the faith of God to be your vision. It may look hopeless now, but have faith that Jesus Christ delivers. You may be desperate now. Have faith God will provide. Maybe there looks to be no way out. Have faith that God will make a way when there seems to be no way. When the doctors give you a report that isn't what you want to hear, have faith that God is your healer. When you're emotionally wounded, God, the Holy Spirit, is your comforter. Live by the words of the song that says, "On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand." Grow your faith. Live by faith.
But if there's one thing to come to terms with in life, it's the reality that life is unpredictable. But here's the thing. I am so grateful for the fact that in this ever-changing life, we have a never-changing God. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He doesn't change. He healed thousands of years ago on this earth, and he still heals today. He loved those considered to be unlovable, those considered to be outcasts and rejects, and he still loves those same people today. He spoke the words, "Peace be still," and the storm bowed down. And I believe he can and will speak those very same words in the middle of your storm today. That's why when life happens, you can stand strong in the Lord. Don't allow life's challenges to shake your faith in God. Stand strong in the Lord. Stand and let him fight your battles. He has promised that the deep waters won't drown us. And when we go through the fire, we will not be burnt. So whether you're in the lion's den today or facing Pharaoh tomorrow, stand strong in your deliverer who is Jesus. We can trust him. We can rely on him. We can depend, learn, and stand strong in the Lord. But I'm not saying it will be easy. I'm not saying it won't be tough. But with God, it's possible.
In Mark chapter 10, we're introduced to a blind beggar who sat by a certain road begging. Now, when he heard that Jesus was in the area, he cried out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Then many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Bartimaeus could have easily felt discouraged by the people who wanted to shut him up, but he wasn't moved by their indifference or their lack of empathy. Instead, he had his eyes fixed on Jesus and was determined to have an encounter with him. After Jesus asked Bartimaeus what he wanted, he replied that he wanted to receive his sight. Jesus healed him and his sight was restored immediately. And so the question for us is, what do Job and Bartimaeus teach us? How can we follow their example? Every single one of us has experienced heartache, loss, tragedy, or a challenging period in our lives. Maybe you lost your job and are struggling financially, or you're dealing with broken relationships within your family. Maybe you lost someone you love due to an illness or a disaster, or you've been hurt by people that you thought cared about you and loved you. Maybe everything that you had planned did not work out, and instead you seem to experience one failure after another. As hard as it seems, do not let go of God. If your marriage is in trouble, hold on to God. If the world around you seems to be falling apart, hold on to the Lord. Yes, the future is uncertain. It's unknown. But you should still hold on to Jesus. Regardless of what comes, regardless of who doesn't come, hold on to the Lord, because he will get you through it all.
When the children of Israel were wandering in the wilderness, after having been delivered from Egypt, they began to complain about food and water. They began to accuse Moses of bringing them out into the wilderness to die, and some even proposed going back to Egypt. How quickly people forget. How quickly we forget all that the Lord has done. I mean, for the children of Israel, didn't God just lead you out of captivity from one of the most powerful empires on the planet? Didn't God just sack the most well-equipped army of that time without lifting a sword? Didn't God just prove his superiority to the gods of Egypt with 10 miraculous plagues? How quickly we forget what God has done. How quickly we forget where God has brought us from. Like the children of Israel, all we need to do is look back on what God has already done for us. Look back on where God has brought us from. Look back on how God has brought us to this point in time. When we remember, then we can move forward in power and confidence that God hasn't brought us this far to leave us now.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.